Isn't it a beautiful morning God has given us? Wow. Praise the Lord. We wondered if it would be too windy or too chilly or too hot. I think it's just right, don't you? Amen. Well, you know what? It was on an Easter morning that I came out of church feeling like I'd gone from a chrysalis to a butterfly. And that night, April 4th at midnight, was when the Lord visited me and showed me that Jesus had paid the price for my sin, and I was filled to overflowing with His Spirit, born again. And you know what? It's like a spiritual resurrection until that day when we experience our bodily resurrection. Those of us that believe that Jesus is the Son of God who came in the flesh, who died, rose again from the dead for our sin, and is coming again, we are born again and we are resurrected from our old self that was dead, and now we're alive in Christ, right? Amen. So that's kind of a taste of the final resurrection when we'll be with Jesus forever and ever and ever. Don't you just praise Him that He was willing to go to the cross? You know, the people back then, when He walked this earth and He was hanging on that cross, there were those that said, "If you really are the Son of God, come down off that cross. Prove it." And He didn't say anything, because He knew that if He came down from that cross, He wouldn't accomplish the work that He had to do in order to redeem us. He had a greater work to do by hanging on that cross. He knew that the morning was coming when He would rise again from the dead, but He had to suffer and pay the price for the sin of the whole world, or we would all be lost and undone. And so He hung on that cross in spite of their mocking Him and saying, "If you're really the Son of God, we know that that God could come down off that cross." And so they didn't believe, did they? But on the third day, in the morning, when Jesus rose from the dead, He showed Himself to many, and they believed, didn't they? They couldn't find the body. They hunted and looked for the body, and they couldn't find it. Others say things like, "Well, it was a spiritual kind of thing, and they hid the body, and His spirit went to heaven." No, Jesus came back, and He showed Himself to His disciples. He said to Thomas, "Touch my hands. See the nail prints in my hands. Put your hand in my side. See where they speared me." And Thomas, wow, he finally believed, didn't he? And he fell down and worshiped the Son of God, the one who had saved him from his sin. And He showed Himself to Peter and John. He even prepared a meal for them of fish, and He ate with them. He showed them that He had a glorified body. Our bodies are not glorified yet, but Jesus proved that he had come back in the flesh, in a glorified body, and that we're going to have the same thing too. In John 11:25, I put this in your bulletin. I said, "What does the resurrection mean to you?" And Brother Thomas said to me yesterday, "It means hope." And it does, doesn't it? It means hope. There are people today that are saying, "I'm about to die, and I'm going back into the ground, and that's the end of me. I'm going back into dust." But they're wrong, aren't they? They're wrong. Job knew there was going to come a resurrection day. King David, when his baby died, he said, "I can't go to him now, but I'll see him one day in the resurrection." And Jesus said, to Mary, "I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die." Amen. 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 I believe, don't you?
Yes.
You're never going to die. We're going to move out of these tents that we live in. When our sister Edie passed away Friday, I thought, how wonderful. A week ago Friday? How wonderful that right here at this Easter season, our sister gets her spirit, rose again, and one day her body, Jesus is going to put together all the parts of Edie's body, and she's going to rise with a new glorified body.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah. Amen. Acts 1:3. I want to read that. You know, people that are doubting today, if you're listening to me on Facebook, if you're wondering if Jesus really is who he said he was, consider the resurrection. Jesus is not dead. He is alive. He's sitting at the right hand of God the Father, and he's ever interceding for us. Acts 1. Luke writes this. "The former treatise have I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and teach." And we have that record in the Gospel of Luke. "Until the day in which he was taken up, after that he, through the Holy Ghost, had given commandments unto the apostles whom he had chosen, to whom also he showed himself alive after his passion," or being on the cross, "by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days, and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God, and being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which saith he, ye have heard of me. For John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence." And verse 8, he said, "But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth." And you know, the record of Jesus' rising again is not only recorded in the Bible. Josephus and others recorded it, and those records are still present. They're still, you can still go to a library and read what they said. 40 days Jesus spent on this earth, talking to people, showing them who he was. He wanted them to believe, because he didn't want any to perish. I remember back when I was seeking God with all my heart, and that's what he wants. We're all seeking. We're all asking, God, are you there? God, do you know me? God, is Jesus really your son? God, come in the flesh? Father, show me. Show me. Help me understand. And he will. His spirit will come and bring you, draw you closer and closer, help you to know the truth, that you can know for sure that Jesus really paid the price for your sin and died on that cross and rose again, so that you too can have eternal life. You can be resurrected from the dead. You're not going into the ground and just going to stay there for an eternity. No, no. Everything Jesus has created, nothing can be changed. It can change its shape, but it cannot be destroyed. Our bodies cannot be destroyed. Abraham, Joseph, Jacob, They saved their bones when they were coming out of Egypt. They wanted their bones taken out of Egypt because they knew that God was going to come and put flesh back on those bones. And they were showing their faith. They were showing that they believed that God would bring about the resurrection of the dead.
Woo!
Amen? Amen. There's so many that believed. And then, those of us that believe, he wants us to be witnesses. In 1 John, I love this because John, one of the disciples, he claimed he was the best loved, or maybe that he loved Jesus the most. But he said this, John the disciple said, that which was from the beginning, who's he talking about? Jesus. Which we have heard. He said, we've had our ears open for 3 years listening to Jesus. And then when he rose from the dead, listening to him. Which we have seen with our eyes. Thomas said, unless I see him, I won't believe. We're that way, aren't we? I want to see it to know, to believe it. He says, we saw it, we looked upon him, and our hands have handled the word of life. John rested his head on Jesus's breast at the Passover meal. For the life was manifested. The life is Jesus. The life was shown to the world. And we have seen it. And we bear witness and show unto you that eternal life. Jesus is eternal life, which was with the Father and was manifested unto us, was shown unto us. Has Jesus been shown unto you?
Yeah.
He has to me. If he hasn't, ask him. Show me yourself, Jesus. Show me. He will, he will. He doesn't want any to perish. And you will know, won't you? You will believe. That which we have seen and heard, declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us. And truly, our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ.
Yes, yes, yes.
Jesus said, he was out there by the temple, and he said, destroy this temple, and in 3 days I'm going to raise it back up.
Yeah.
He wasn't talking about a physical temple made of stone. He was talking about his body. And guess who his body is? All of us. He's building a temple,
come
a
on.
Living temple.
Come on, come on.
He is the temple, and we are in that temple. Amen?
Amen?
We are born again. The stones aren't all complete yet. That temple isn't finished until all of the body of Christ is home. Amen?
Amen?
Amen. And our job is to witness. Tell somebody what Jesus means to you, what the resurrection means. You can just say, he is risen. You know, people go around saying, Happy Easter. And we Christians know what that means. But the world has got the colored eggs and the bunny rabbits and the chocolate rabbits. And it's all fun. And the children enjoy hunting for Easter eggs. My son did. He found all of his eggs, had them in the basket, and he said, Mom, take my eggs and go hide them again. That was fun. But for us as Christians, we can just say, he's alive. Jesus is alive. And that right there is bringing Jesus on the scene. This is Resurrection Sunday. Our busload of people went past Freshfields Farm, and on their billboard was not 2 pints of strawberries for $4.99. No. What they had on their billboard was, he is risen.
Yes.
And they were closed in order to celebrate the day of Jesus' resurrection. Amen.
Amen.
When you think of all the disciples, this is more proof that he is who he said he is. Every single disciple except John was martyred. every single disciple died alone. They didn't have anybody to root them on, to be there to strengthen them in their faith. You can do this. You can do this. Jesus is waiting for you. You can let them behead you. You can die on a cross. They didn't have anybody with them. They died alone. Why would they die for the gospel? Why would they do that if they didn't believe?
They believed.
Thank you, brother. They believed. King David prophesied in Psalm 16. He said, "For thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thine Holy One to see corruption." We've got it all through the Old Testament, and then there are all those that witnessed to Jesus' resurrection. 1 Corinthians 15, I'll close with the scriptures from there. You should all know that 1 Corinthians 13 is one of the best teachings as to what's going to happen to our bodies. We watch seeds go into the earth, don't we? Little tiny seed. And up comes, look at that big tree. Out of a little acorn. A little acorn. Somebody gave us a big bag of lemons. And I've been squeezing them and freezing the juice. And I hated to throw away those seeds. There were so many seeds. I said, oh, I could throw them out. And we would just have some wonderful lemon trees eventually. Probably by the time Camden is an adult. But we are seeds. And we're going to be buried in the earth one day if the Lord doesn't come first. And oh, we're going to be pretty. We're going to be glorious when we rise with the Lord. Amen? Let me just remind you of some of the scriptures. 1 Corinthians 15, 3 through 8. More proof Paul gives us. For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins. See, Paul wasn't there, but he received it from others. We have the opportunity to tell others. Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the scriptures, and that he was seen of Cephas, then of the 12. After that, he was seen of above 500 brethren at once. So he had another big meeting, didn't he, to tell them who he was. Of whom the greater part remain unto this present, but some are fallen asleep. When our loved ones die, we ought to say that, shouldn't we? Our sister Edie is asleep. She's coming back because she believed. We've all had loved ones go to sleep, haven't we? They're coming back if they were trusting in Jesus. After that, he was seen of above 500 at once, of whom the greater part remain unto this present, but some are fallen asleep. After that, he was seen of James, then of all the apostles, and last of all, he was seen of me also. Has he been seen of you? I know he has. I see the spirit in you. I see the fruit of the Lord in you. Isn't it wonderful? As one born out of due time. But by the grace of God, I am what I am, he said. And then he says in Colossians 15, 12 through 22. Now if Christ be preached that he rose from the dead, how say some among you that there is no resurrection of the dead? But if there be no resurrection of the dead, then is Christ not risen. And if Christ be not risen, then is our preaching vain, and your faith is also vain. Yea, and we are found false witnesses of God, because we have testified of God that he raised up Christ, whom he raised not up, if so be that the dead rise not. For if the dead rise not, then is not Christ raised. And if Christ be not raised, your faith is vain. Ye are yet in your sins. There's no way to atone for your sins. If you're a sinner, you have no way to approach a holy and righteous God. God said there must be the shedding of the blood of a perfect sacrifice. And that's why he sent his son. Jesus never sinned. He was a perfect sacrifice for our sins. And if Christ be not raised, your faith is vain. Ye are yet in your sins. Then they also which are fallen asleep in Christ are perished, never to be heard from again. If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable. He says, If I have fought with beasts at Ephesus, what advantageth it me if the dead rise not? Let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we die. Why don't we just all have a big party?
We're having a big party. Without the booze.
You know what I mean.
Yeah.
Why don't we just party hardy and then die? Job's wife said to him, why don't you just curse God and commit suicide? Job said, you foolish woman. I'm going to trust God no matter what happens to me, no matter what I go through. Those of you that have been suffering for years physically, maybe in a wheelchair, your day is coming. Don't grow weary in well-doing. Well-doing is not working physical works, it's believing. Continue to believe. Continue to trust. Your life is worth something right to the end. Amen? Your life is worth something. Don't say, well, I'm a bother to everybody. I might as well ask the doctor to give me a shot and kill me off early. No. No. No, no, no. Show that you trust and believe. And even if you have to suffer, nobody suffered for you like Jesus. He will help us get through any pain we have to suffer. I believe it.
Come on now.
I believe it. He will be there for whatever we have to go through. Don't give up. Be a witness. If you give up, you're not a witness to the resurrection, to your believing that Jesus loves you, that he's with you, that he could raise you up out of your wheelchair. We know he could. He's all powerful. He could give you a new body right now. And he has given people new body parts sometimes. He's shown his hand in order to help people believe, because that's what he cares about. And those of you that are physically handicapped and can't move about, can't do for yourself, you are a witness to the Lord and his love for you, his power, his resurrection power that you believe. They will come to you and say, why do you believe? And then you can tell them the truth, and perhaps they will get saved.
Yes.
And this is what Paul says about our bodies. We will not see corruption. This body is being corrupted daily. We are dying daily, physically, from the moment we were born. We don't think about it much, do we? Today might be some of our last days. And when we looked at our sister Edie lying there in the bed, the body just looks pitiful when it dies, doesn't it? Just pitiful. But we knew she wasn't there. We knew that her spirit had risen and her body is going back to the earth. And give the Lord a hand clap. Amen. And listen to what's going to happen to each of us, to Honeybee,
Amen. To
all those that have gone boo. All of you have loved ones that have gone on. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. if the Lord were to come today, we wouldn't have to go through the bodily death. We would be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, the last blow of the trumpet, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible. No more to die, no more, oh, you know, the flesh, no more wrinkles, girls. Okay, we shall be changed, for this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality, meaning eternity. Oh, we're going to have such a wonderful, wonderful eternity together. We have no idea, but we know it's going to be perfect. Oh, don't you hate it when things aren't perfect? I'll say to Pastor Buck, there's nothing perfect. And he'll go,
oh, I hate to hear that.
But it's true, isn't it? Well, we all make mistakes all day long. But the corruptible is going to put on the incorruptible and have immortality. Then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, and Buck's got this already on his tombstone, death is swallowed up in victory. Oh, death, where is thy sting? Oh, grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. And hear what Paul says to all of us. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. And on that day when we're all gathered together, thank you, Lord. Thank you for your word. Amen. When we're all gathered together, when we sit down at the wedding feast of the Lamb, we, the bride, the finished product of the temple, the finished product of the body of Christ, we're all together. We'll have a wonderful party, and then we can party hardy. Amen. Amen. Pastor Buck.